Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Alexander Audio, and my guest today is Mona Saltzman, who's an Alexander Technique teacher in Ithaca and Syracuse, New York. She's been teaching for over 25 years. Mona, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Robert. I'm delighted to be here.
Mona, could you tell our listeners why you are drawn to being a teacher of the Alexander Technique?
Yes. Teaching Alexander Technique is for me the best way I know how to help people avoid unnecessary suffering. I don't like to see unnecessary suffering, and Alexander Technique is a great way for people to avoid it.
And if someone comes to you for an Alexander Technique lesson, what can they expect to happen, and what will they learn?
Well, there's several things. The first thing is I try to find out what is going on for the person and to gather their experience of their condition. And then I work with them, if they're in pain, to relieve the pain, to eliminate it eventually, and to teach them the principles and understanding of Alexander Technique during the lesson so that they can work on their own when they're not in a lesson. And I give them this skill that they can use for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. And could you maybe give a few examples of the kinds of people you teach?
Sure. Most people come because they have had chronic back pain. And so many people come after they've tried for years and years to do something about it. They've tried a lot of conventional medical therapies, alternative therapies, and they have not gotten any relief, or just minimal, and they're still not able to work or exercise or live their lives as fully as they used to. And chronic back pain is one of the main conditions that people come for. Neck pain, shoulder pain, repetitive strain injury are others. I also have a number of performing artists who come not only because they need relief from pain so they can continue doing their performing art, but they want to work better in their profession, and Alexander Technique, they've been told by their colleagues, can help them express themselves more clearly and improve their technique.
Mm-hmm. And could you say a little bit about your success rate with students?
Yes. Well, there are two ways I think of my success rate. The first is how many people who come to me for one lesson choose to continue. And that rate is about 95%. And of course, it's gotten better and better as I continue teaching. But right now, I would say it's 95%. And then for the people who do come to me and continue beyond a first lesson, they get what they want. And it depends on their condition, how long it takes. But people learn to manage their pain or eliminate their pain. They improve whatever skill they're devoted to using in their lives. And, you know, I don't want people to thwart their enjoyment in life. And so my students leave feeling refreshed and confident, and that they have a handle on whatever condition has been troubling them, and they can work on their own and use me as a guide. So they go off and their lives are better. They're fuller. And people who haven't been able to exercise for a number of years start to walk. They start to dance. They start to do yoga, whatever they really wanted to do. And they do it with confidence that they're not going to injure themselves or re-injure themselves.
Okay. Well, for anyone listening who's in Ithaca or Syracuse, New York area, give Mona a call or send her an email and set up a lesson. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much, Robert. It was great.